This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistani officials said Sunday that gunmen ambushed a vehicle transporting Navy personnel in the southwestern Gwadar district of Baluchistan, killing at least one sailor and seriously injuring two others. Zohor Buladi, a minister for the province of Baluchistan, told VOA the assailants targeted the Pakistani Navy vehicle with automatic weapons on Saturday evening near the coastal town of Jiwani. The district is home to a Chinese-run deepwater port. It's a centerpiece of the multi-billion-dollar China-Pakistan economic corridor. Buladi condemned the incident as a terrorist act, saying personnel from the Navy's Quick Response Force were on board the vehicle. The Baluchistan Liberation Army, which the United States has declared a global terrorist group, took responsibility for the attack. It claimed the shooting killed four Navy officers and wounded two others, although the group's claims are often inflated. Buladi blamed enemies of the state for being behind the attack, saying it was carried out in response to current security operations against terrorist hideouts in Baluchistan. Pope Francis was in northern Iraq Sunday, where he celebrated an open-air mass and prayed in the ruins of churches destroyed by the Islamic State. His first stop Sunday was in Mosul, once a stronghold of the Islamic State. He also visited Karakash, an ancient Christian town that was overrun by Islamic State forces. The Pope celebrated an open-air mass at the Franzo Hariri Stadium in Erbil. Iraqi Christians are hoping Francis's message promoting peaceful coexistence will help ease their lives in the mainly Muslim country. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas led a visit by Biden administration officials to the U.S. border with Mexico on Saturday amid a growing number of border crossings and criticism by Republicans that an immigration crisis is brewing. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, has sought to reverse rigid immigration policies set up by his predecessor, former President Donald Trump, whose 2016 election and four-year presidency were dominated in part by his efforts to build a border wall and reduce the number of legal and illegal immigrants coming into the United States. Biden has faced criticism from immigration activists who say unaccompanied minor children and families are being held too long in detention centers instead of being released while their asylum applications are considered. The White House said in a statement on Sunday that Mayorkas and other officials, including Biden's domestic policy adviser Susan Rice, visited a border patrol facility and a refugee resettlement facility during their trip on Saturday. Afghanistan's Taliban said Saturday that its leaders have restarted peace talks with the United States as a May 1st deadline for all U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the war-shattered country fast approaches. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgent group said the meeting took place Friday night in Doha, the capital of Qatar, where Taliban official Abdul Ghani Baradar and U.S. peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad led their respective teams. The Taliban reject Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government as an illegal entity and a product of U.S. occupation of Afghanistan, insisting intra-Afghan peace talks should lead to the formation of an Islamic government in Kabul. President Ghani said Saturday that he would not compromise on the country's constitution, insisting the only way to form a government should be through fair, free, and inclusive elections under the auspices of the international community. And the Greek government says illegal migrants and refugees in Greece will take a back seat in the nation's coronavirus vaccination drive. The declaration has fueled concerns that more than 70,000 asylum seekers may become more vulnerable, according to aid workers and the United Nations. In rolling out the vaccine program last month, the center-right government of Kyriakos Mitsotakis vowed to make asylum seekers eligible for the vaccination, but a government spokesperson said this past week that thousands of migrants and refugees are not a priority in the vaccination drive. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.